Now the, when you're in a shotgun, you put in a shell. What do you put in a rifle?
Well, a lot of people call them shells in a rifle, shells or a cartridge.
Okay.
Either one, both of them uses, they're both terms that use cartridges or shells.
When your children were small, did you ever build something for them to play with once it's on either end and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
All right. And did you ever build something where you put a peg in the ground? And one sits on either end of the
table. Oh, I never built one myself, but I've seen them.
What do you call those?
Merry-go-rounds for children.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any ever make any kind of a, when they're on a seesaw and going up and down like that, what do you say they're doing?
Well, they're riding a seesaw.
Okay, just, okay. And then how about something you hang down from a tree?
A swing.
All right. And when you had a coal stove, you'd bring a little coal into the house, and keep it there beside the stove.
Absolutely, yes.
And what did you call that thing?
Coal bucket.
Okay. And that thing you have outside with one wheel and two handles?
Is a wheelbar.
Okay. And then if you had something, if you took your car downtown in the town and they put it up on a rack and got underneath it.
To grease it.
And if you were doing that yourself, you'd say, gee, my hands are sure
greasy.
Yeah, and you might have to check the water and...
Yes, and
give it a
battery.
And change the
water and oil.
All right. Now, with you mentioned before in that stove you had, or I think you're talking about a refrigerator. It was run by kind of oil.
Yeah.
Did you say you had a refrigerator, refrigeration system that was run by coal?
Coal oil.
Coal oil. Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
You didn't?
I mean, I've heard of coal oil, but I've never heard of a refrigerator, but I don't know. I suppose that makes good this year. Why not?
They did.
Yeah.
They made one.
Did you ever make a lamp? What else do you call that besides coal oil? What's another name for it?
Kerosene.
Yeah. Did you ever make a lamp with just a makeshift lamp with a rag and maybe a bottle? Using a rag?
No, I didn't make it for a light. I've had them to light, put coal oil on, twist up a rag and stick it in the bottle, shoot firecrackers and things, and Roman candles back when I was a kid.
What would you call something like that when you made it?
Well, I just call it a lighter, is all I'd know to call it.
I see. And then, now, and toothpaste usually comes in a...
tube.
When you were up there at up in Allensville, you were near more water than you are now. There's more water up that way than down here.
No, we had plenty of water up there and plenty of water down here. I was on Flat Creek up there as for water and springs, and we've got plenty of river runs right down here through my farm, and back here I've got springs on them. Streams runs out into the branches and furnish, and then I've got ponds too, two ponds back here to furnish
water.
You
do much fishing?
No, don't do any fishing.
What kind of small boats did they used to have when you were...
Well, they had little canoes and skiffs, they'd call them.
Uh-huh. And if someone just built one and was going to put it in the water, you say he's going to... a boat?
Well, hey, going to try a skiff out, or his canoe out, whichever one he wanted to call it.
You ever say launch it?
Oh, yes. Not many people ever say launch a little old boat.
Uh-huh. Something a woman wears over her dress when she's cooking?
Well, her apron.
Yeah, and something you use for a baby to keep its diapers together.
When you pin diapers on?
Yeah.
Safety pin.
Did you ever hear that called anything other than a safety pin?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear it called a latch pin?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I hear it called a latch pin quite often.
That's the same thing.
It's the same thing as a safety pin.